We're for Adelaide and South Australia. These are today's headlines from The Advertiser. Police have issued a public threat warning over a fatal stabbing in Adelaide's CBD linked to an operation targeting feuding youth gangs of Sudanese heritage. 12 men and a teenager were arrested when detectives and Star Group officers swarmed the city in the early hours of Monday after a 25-year-old Victorian man was found with multiple stab wounds on the road near the intersection of North Terrace and George Street just after 2 a.m. The incident was not a random attack, but SA Police Assistant Commissioner John Vendito said there was still a threat to the public due to their weapons, as well as the potential risk to officers. All 13 arrested were refused or did not apply for bail and will appear in the Adelaide Magistrates Court on Wednesday. None have been charged with murder. And to read more, you can with a subscription at advertiser.com.au or download the app. A surge of COVID-19 outbreaks in South Australian nursing homes has plunged aged care sites into lockdown. Figures show 43% of SA's aged care facilities have outbreaks, defined as at least one infectious resident or two ill staff, and some facilities have imposed lockdowns and banned visits. The new clusters have emerged as authorities are being urged to scrap masks in schools next term. The debate will be at the top of today's Emergency Management Council agenda, and new rules may include masks only for special needs students, disability units, and Aboriginal classes. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh, God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
Music promoter Vish Sharma frantically knocked door to door during a fire in a North Adelaide hotel, trying to warn people before he became trapped in a room and overwhelmed by smoke. Mr. Sharma is one of three men being treated in the Royal Adelaide Hospital's intensive care unit for serious injuries sustained in the fire, which broke out at the Comfort Hotel Adelaide Meridian around 6:30 a.m. on Sunday. Police on Monday confirmed the fire's being treated as suspicious, and the investigations also examined complaints by guests that they couldn't hear fire alarms and received no instructions over a PA system to evacuate the hotel. And to AFL, Port Adelaide has a timeline for the return of star forward Charlie Dixon. The Power's been without Dixon this year after he injured his ankle in the pre-season and then had a setback and required more surgery. Port Adelaide had yet to put a time frame on when the spearhead would return, but after claiming its first victory of the season against West Coast on Saturday, Dixon's now listed as 4 to 5 weeks away. The Power said that his running has progressed well and he's now targeting game time before Port Adelaide's bye in round 12. That's your headlines. For breaking news and updates throughout the day, take out a subscription at advertiser.com.au and we'll have another update for you tomorrow.
The podcast Faith on Trial looks into Hillsong, both in Australia and the US, and takes both the listener and hosts on unexpected twists and turns in the story of Brian Houston and the singing preachers.
There are two incidents involving Pastor Brian.
The Australian journalists uncovered a litany of alleged criminal behavior in the megachurch.
Financial gifts were being given to the leaders of the church.
Listen to Faith on Trial Hillsong ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.